I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading today is taken from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 18. We are reading from the New Revised Standard, or NRSV translation. When the day of the Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they ask, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." Listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling us today.
Okay, so today is Pentecost Sunday. It's the memorial or the celebration, one of the great feasts, where we remember, yun nga yung reading today, no? That the Holy Spirit came upon, actually, sa story kasi, it only came upon the apostles. Okay? It came upon the apostles, the disciples, ganyan. But I believe that, kasi sabi dun, the prophet Joel, the Spirit on the last days will be poured out on all flesh. So, ibig sabihin, hindi lang yung disciples. Diba? So, the Pentecost story is the outpouring of the Spirit of God to all people. To all people. At ang kwento nga niyan, yun banggit kanina na nabasa ni Himar. So, similar, they are in the upper room. in the upper room, pretty much like this, in the upper room, huddled together. And suddenly, maalabag yung wind came upon the room, kahit na nakasara yung bintana, yung pinto. And then tongues of fire came upon them as the sign of the Spirit. And all of a sudden, it gave them the courage, the strength to come out and proclaim. No, to proclaim. Yun yung kwento niyan. Now, when I was thinking about the preaching, I was also thinking about, kasi yung theme natin for Pride season is our queer gardens. Our queer gardens. Reminiscent of tema natin for 2023. Anong tema natin for 2023? Hindi. I mean, close to that. I will tend to you like a garden, says the Lord. So yan ang ating tema. Oh, yun din yung preaching nung January. No? All about gardening. So, ang suggestion kasi ni Jack, ibalik lang ulit, a little bit different, but ibalik ulit dun sa temang iyon. So, thinking about Pentecost and the outpouring of the Spirit, I also imagine this recalling the parable of the sower. But the parable of the... Ano yung parable of the sower? A farmer simply threw seeds all over the field. And so I think that similarly, when the Pentecost happened, God is like scattering the Spirit all over. Sabi nga, all flesh. Diba? All flesh. And each of us, each of our lives, and the relationships that we have, the communities that we are part of, this can be considered as gardens, as fields, as soils in which the Spirit of God has been scattered, has fallen into. Your life, your heart, your mind, your body, the relationships that you have, the Spirit has been poured into your life. Like seeds. And it is like a plant sprouting anywhere and everywhere. Some Christians would claim na sa kanila lang ang Holy Spirit. Lapit ka, sabi ni Direk. Some Christians would claim that the Holy Spirit is only with them. Sila lang ang may Holy Spirit. Di ba? At madali yon kasi nga, it's comfortable. Kami-kami lang. We have a monopoly of the Holy Spirit. A hoarding. Gatekeeping of the Holy Spirit. Nandun lang sa kanilang community, nandun lang sa kanilang facility ang Holy Spirit. No? And they want the Holy Spirit to be a certain way. No, kung garden nga ito, gusto nila doon lang sa garden nila and then para lang siyang bugambilya or orchid. Social orchid. Diba? But the Holy Spirit has been scattered everywhere. And it is like a plant, a flowering plant or shrub coming out from a cement. Kita yung picture natin, yung picture na gano'n. No? Yung plant na nasa gitna ng semento, breaks out of the cemented area and all other places. The Spirit is planted, sprouts in places that people least expect. And in people that least think of themselves as recipients of the Spirit. So, for Queer Month and for Pentecost, the good news is that all of us have the Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Not the Spirit of homosexuality. Or if I want to reclaim that, maybe the Holy Spirit is also the spirit of homosexuality, heterosexuality, non-binary, queerness. Because the spirit is queer, creative, always surprises us, always non-conforms. If you read the Bible and the different stories of the Bible, God has always been non-conforming, has always challenged established norms, institutional norms. And so the gospel today, or the good news for today, is that the Spirit has been given to all of us. All of us. Everyone, even the anti-LGBT. Because I don't want us to be like them saying that, dahil anti-LGBT sila, wala ang Holy Spirit sa kanila. No. Maybe they're not acting in conformity to the Spirit, but, you know, we have always proclaimed in this church, in this community, that God and the Spirit is present in almost every other place, even those that hate us. So it's given to everyone. At sabi ko nga sa post ko kanina sa Facebook, and I was thinking about these things. Pentecost is the great democratization of religious life. Kasi hindi na in the olden days in the temple theology, may hierarchy. Una, only the Israelite people are the favored and chosen people of God. So it's racial, it's ethnic. And then within that race, that ethnicity, those who are, yung pwede maging pare, the ones who can be priests are based on, also on ethnicity, on a tribe. Only the Levites and those who have the blood of the Levites can become priests or function as priests to the people. Nobody else. At ngayon, siyempre hindi na nila alam kung sino yung ano eh, sino yung Levite or what. Nowadays, and pag na itayo da ulit yung temple sa Jerusalem, yung may mga last names na Cohen. There's this another name. Two surnames. One is the name Cohen. Andun daw yung ano. Kaya daw sila pinangalanan o binigyan ng last name na Cohen because it traces back to the Levitical priesthood. No? So, but again, that's the for our Jewish sisters, brothers, and elders. No, in the Christian, and particularly progressive Christian tradition, and a very congregationalist tradition, kasi congregationalist ang MCC eh. If you think about it, Pentecost is the great democratization of religion, or at least Christianity, where the Spirit is given to all. Wala nang discriminatory categories to say only these people, only this kind of people have access to God and have access to the power of God. Wala na. Outpouring. And that was declared not just by the Pentecost story, it was declared by the prophet Joel several hundred years before the Pentecost event. And the prophet Joel says, all flesh shall receive my spirit. Young and old, free and slave, men and women will receive the Spirit. Hindi na lang din sa templo mahahanap o ma-access ang kapangyarihan ng Diyos. Now, the question really is not whether we have the Spirit or not. Because we have it. You have it. Whether you feel it, whether you've experienced it or not, You have her. You have the spirit. You have the ruach. The breath. The question is, what do you do with it? What do you do with the Holy Spirit that is in you? How do you, Holy Spirit, activate? Or when it is activated, what do you do with it? That's the question. Like freedom, when you have freedom, what do you do with your freedom? Same with the Holy Spirit, who actually is the one who gives freedom. What do you do with the Holy Spirit that is already within you? And now that you know that it's with you, what do you do with it? You know? And that's another affirmation from the Apostle Paul, diba? For we have drunk from the same Spirit, and everyone is given the gifts of the Spirit, each according to their own. What do you do with it? Okay. Now, there are three things. First is liberation. Or in the language of the queer people, what is liberation? Another word for liberation for queer people. Liberace. Artista yata yun. Coming out. Coming out. Liberation. To be liberated. To what does liberation mean? Or freedom means? It means to live the full life as you are. So if you have the Spirit offers, invites you, inspires you, encourages you to live your full life and to come out. Yun yung nangyari dun sa mga first apostles and first disciples with the Pentecost story. When they received the Spirit, they were liberated from the upper room. They went out to proclaim liberation. And it's an invitation because even if the Spirit invites you and pushes you and inspires you, gives you courage and strength to be liberated and to come out, it is still your choice. Yun yung pinagkaiba ng Holy Spirit sa demonic spirit. The Holy Spirit honors the choice, the autonomy of a person. Hindi siya demonic possession na wala kang control sa sarili mo. So, the Spirit, the queer spirit, invites you to be liberated, to come out. Now, coming out doesn't have to mean parang si Yel na bombastic lalabas ng naka rainbow everything and shout to the world I'm coming out. that's also good. That's also a way. No, but there are many ways of living your full life, of coming out, living authentically and not living a life that you feel restricted, suffocated, imprisoned, living in fear, living that mahuhuli akong may jowa ako. Living the full life. Living the life that God intended you to live. So that's liberation, una. Will you participate? Will you accept the invitation and the encouragement of the Spirit to come out and to be liberated, to live your full life? And second, proclamation. Or in the olden language na nakaka-cringe sa amin, evangelization. I prefer the word proclamation over evangelization. Proclamation. In the entire Bible, different stories of the Bible, whenever the Spirit is poured, is anointed upon the person, immediately there is proclamation. There is prophecy. Diba? When the prophets are called by God and the Spirit are given to them, what do? They prophesy. They proclaim. They speak words of justice, words of prophecy, words of love. And there are three, ano to, ano yung sabi sa amin nun? There are the three works of the prophet. Nakalimutan ko yata yung isa. Number one is to denounce injustice, witness to God's love. I forgot the third one. Denounce injustices in society, in government. Sa mga hindi nakakabasa pa at hindi nakakaalam ng prophets, pag binasa niyo ang mga prophets, yes, it's about the covenant, it's about being loyal and faithful to Yahweh, but a large chunk of it is about doing justice, making sure there's justice in society, in the communities. No? Because justice, ano yung, hindi ko alam kung sino nagsabi nito, justice is what love looks like in public space. Sino ba nagsabi nun? Justice is what love looks like in society, in public. You know? And the prophet speaks to witness God's love and to declare pala hope. To declare hope. Kasi minsan, yung mga prophets, ang dami nilang sinasabing, ano, maala end of the world, ganap, diba? But at the end of that, they will always proclaim hope and the faithfulness of God towards the end. And so, the second mark of the Spirit and invitation, when you are liberated, the call is for you to liberate others first by proclamation. To proclaim. To speak words. Kaya nga yung, medyo kinokonek ko siya sa parable of the sower. The seeds as the words that fell upon the ground. But the words are closely tied and connected to the Spirit. And so, the invitation is for you when you receive the Spirit. Well, you have the Spirit. If you activate that Spirit, if you follow the invitation of the Spirit, is to proclaim. To proclaim. At yun din yung sabi ni Jesus eh, that the inauguration of the Jesus ministry in the Luke tradition, in the Gospel of Luke, ay nung sa sinagoga, sinabi niya, reading from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to proclaim freedom, to set captives free, and to declare the great jubilee of the Lord." Luke 4. So proclaim. Proclaim. Number one, denounce injustice. As queer people, we are oppressed kahit hindi yung masyadong feel ng mga middle class kayo. But there is oppression of queer people. There is discrimination of queer people. At kung sakaling hindi nyo man nafe-feel yun, it's for the rest of our queer siblings who actually feel it, who actually experience it on a daily basis. You proclaim the liberation of God. You denounce justice, injustice, and proclaim justice. You witness to God's love. When nobody else can love anyone, or a queer person, we love our fellow queer siblings. We want what is good for them. We share our lives with them as they share their lives to us. Proclamation does not only mean speaking. Proclamation first happens by doing, by embodying. Diba? Proclaiming and witnessing God's love. So it's not just saying God's love. Sabi nga ni Sadhguru, cultivating love in you. So that when you have love in you, everything else and how you interact with the external world will also be loving. And then hope. Proclaiming hope. Most of us here, okay na tayo. Medyo okay na tayo. Yung batch 1, they're halfway through their spiritual formation program. Kanina, love yung pinag-usapan. So, slightly medyo okay na tayo. In terms of our internal conflicts, internalized mga bagay-bagay. Slightly, not everything. But there's so much other people out there also worshiping right now in Pasig, in Shangri-La, in Ortigas, who have this such tender love for God, and yet at the same time they have such fear of God. How can we witness God's love for them? How can we give hope or offer, at least offer hope, and continue to denounce even religious injustice? So the mark, the invitation of the Spirit is number one, liberation, coming out. Second, proclamation. By living your life and also by proclaiming. And also, yung pala, sa proclaiming, telling your story. Jesus was a storyteller. Jesus rarely theologized. Jesus told stories of farmers, of women losing coins. Of a Samaritan woman, of a prodigal son, or maybe a prodigal father. Jesus told stories. Because in those stories, sabi niya, the kingdom of God is like unto this. When the Spirit is in you, and I know the Spirit is in you, how can your life story be, the love of God is like unto this? When I was 15 years old, the love of God is like unto this. When I first came to the blue door of the Oro Building, fourth floor. The love of God is like unto this. When I went home to the Philippines and served the urban poor there. The love of God is like unto this, when I gave birth unto myself as a transgendered person and lived the full life. How can your story be the very seeds of the words of the Spirit to liberate others? Lastly, is again, we're going to go back to community. Community. The Pentecost story happened, and then what happened afterwards was an entire community of Christians suddenly found themselves having so many members that they do not know how to organize themselves. Kasi nung nangyari yung Pentecost, nagproclaim si Peter, si John, may na-evangelize sila, may bago silang mga members, di ba? Ano? So people who suddenly wanted to be part of that first generation Christian community. So for Christians, just going back to the first generation, to the Pentecost story, the Spirit will always call us into community, into collective. And there is a saying, you cannot be Christian alone. There is no such thing as a Christian by him, her, or themselves. It is always a call to community. Because it is only in community, pwedeng hindi dito, pwedeng in other places, but it is only in community with all of its messiness and ugliness that you learn and you mature. When you deal with different people, when you deal with conflict, when you deal with all sorts of trauma and mental health conditions, and learn how to live with so many different differences, that is when we also grow in faith, in love, in service. There's always a call to community. There's always a call to a collective. At minsan nga may nagtanong na isang very, you know, matagal na sa LGBT activism. Nag-post siya sa Facebook, question niya, can an individual be called an activist? Or does an activist has to be part of an organization? So, ang sagot ko, for me, no one can be an activist by himself. And also, the term activist is not self-proclaimed. It is something that is attributed to you by where you are a part of, what activism or advocacy you are doing, and which collective you are a part of. You're active. Kasi, can one person do everything? Can one person solve the different injustices in the world? No. Not even one community or one organization. It's a series of different organizations, different communities, different groups. But the thing is, as an individual, we have to be part. We have to participate to give our share in a collective. Because you by yourself, you cannot do it. At the same time, who checks you? Who checks your motivations? Who checks? How do you also grow? What is your check and balance as a Christian, as an activist, as an advocate? What is your point of reference? And when you're too tired of everything, who picks up the work if you're not part of any organization or community? And I've always said this here in Open Table, it doesn't have to be here. It doesn't have to be with or in Open Table. That's one of also the unique messages of this church. While every other church says, kami lang, dito lang. Dito, nandito lang ang Diyos. At dito mo lang pwede i-practice ang iyong faith. No, we don't say that in Open Table. Yes, you can do that here if you feel that the Holy Spirit is leading you here and to practice your faith, to be part of the collective work of Open Table in terms of the intersectionality, the convergence of SOGI and Christian spirituality. If that is what you're calling, then maybe you're called here. But if not, and so many people have come and gone in this community, there are many other organizations, LGBT organizations. And God is equally there. But the most important is, you have to have community. You have to have an organization, wherever it is, whoever it is with. So you have the Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. Whether you're aware of it, whether you feel it or not, whether you believe in it or not, whether you're Christian or of another religion or faith or no faith at all, the spark of the divine is in you. In you, with you, working in you, through you. And the question is, will you accept the invitation to liberate yourself and others? Will you accept the invitation for you to proclaim God's love and God's justice and to tell your story as also part of the gospel, the Now Testament? And will you live with and in community, whatever that community is, wherever that community is? And so, today is Pentecost, start of the Pride Month. Will you listen to what the Holy Spirit is telling you today? And we say? And we say? No?
May the words we receive inspire us, comfort us, and challenge us.
Amen.